yesterday we spent a lot of time discussing the kasha of the halachas gedolos on our Gemara, that based on the Gemara and Daf Chof and the base, it would appear that the obligation to recite Birchas Hamazon is only with the Rabbanon if a person only had kezayis, if he didn't have a kedesiyah. And the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Mishayim b'chuy b'dover and imotzios rabbi b'dechay b'osom. And the Pashtus is like the Ramban writes on Muhammad, that that's a klal d'oraisa. So that's the problem here. The Pashtus says that Yanai v'chaver aveit more than kedei svio. So how can it be that if Shimon ben Shetach would have had a kazai's dog and he would be able to recite Birchas Hamazon to be moitzi the whole chabura, if he's not mukhiyi b'dover minatar, he's only mukhiyi midirabon. So Rashi said a chiddush that mukhiyi b'dover midirabonon is sufficient to be considered mukhiyi b'dover. So if you can address this against the Gemara, so the Gemara says on Chof HaMebeis that if the obligation of women to recite Birchas Hamazon is only midirabon, and that a woman cannot recite benching to be moitzi a man. So if Rashi holds that a mukhiyi b'dover midirabonon is called mukhiyi b'dover, so how can it be? So we said over that the Achrayim, not the Achrayim, Rabbi Chana Vassaman and others, they all say within Rashi that there are two aspects to Mechuyi B'dover. The Gaber has to be a Bar Chuyuv, it has to be Yeshna B'toris, the Parsha. So that's needed on the level of the Raisa. And then, so if women are not Mechuyi in Birchas HaMazon and the Torah, they're not called Mechuyi B'dover at all. They're not the Yeshna B'toris. Masheni Kane over here, if you have an adult, like Shimon ben Shetach, he's after bar mitzvah, he is mechuyi b'dover. So theoretically he is mechuyi b'dover. The only thing is he mechuyi b'dover b'poel mamish? So Rashi holds that din is only needed, that requirement is only with the Rabbana. So that's sufficient if he's mechuyi b'dover with the Rabbana. So if he would have had a kazayis, that would have been enough. That's apparently what Rashi thinks. So the Baal Hamor often has hasogas on the ribs. So his hasogas often consist in the fact that he thinks that Rashi's right. So over here also, he writes, the Baal Hamor writes like Rashi. Baal Hamor is on that Gemara and Daf Chof. But he writes, Baal Hamor is on page Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the Dafim in the Rif. So he says, Noshim et Birchas Hamazon is in Ibai Deleif Shita, therefore she cannot be Moitzi men. Maybe her chiyuv, her whole chiyuv to bench Dilmim mit the Rabbonani. Liasa de Rabbonim mafke de Reis. What do you do with the Gemara by Shimon ben Shetach? So he says, V'garba de Mechuyuv mit the Reis of the Birchas Hamazon, if the man is an adult like Shimon ben Shetach, who is a yeshnim b'toris, the parsha afagav to lo yochal alushira the rabbanon, even though lemaisa he's only mechuyif to benchman the rabbanon, but poil mamish only with the rabbanon, he can't be mapig leman the yochal shira the raisa like shimim men sheta yav lekasa decham rabbarach leyanim v'chaver. The gemara says leisilchus a kavosa. No, the gemara says leisilchus a kavosa that he only drank a cup of wine, but if he would have had a kezayis dogon, then clearly kezayis dogon is only the rabbanon. So he says, you see that Rashi is right. That he's just repeating Rashi's answer. He just holds like Rashi. Okay. So obviously you have to say according to Rashi and the Baal Hamor that there are two parts to the din of Mechuyi B'dover.
How is the Gemara able to learn
halacha
from this whole story if it was under 12 Mechuyi B'dover?
I don't know. Sometimes the Gemara says Ein Shas Hadchak Raya. Sometimes the Gemara over here. Apparently, he was so Shem and Shetach was so free with his tongue. He was giving tochocha to Yanai. So apparently, he could have told him, "I can't bench unless you give me a whole meal." But he didn't say that. So he was really doing what he really thought the din was, and the Gemara is saying what they really think the din is. The Gemara wasn't on the Sakana. I mean, Shem and Shetach was on the Sakana. The Gemara says he did what he thought the din was, and we don't follow his opinion. I mean, how did the Gemara know that that's what he really holds? Maybe only B'shas HaSakana he can do like that. I don't know. They assume that he feels free to talk his piece. So he really held that that's good enough. To drink a revius of yain is enough. And the Gemara is not on the Sakana. So the Gemara just says that we don't pass like that. Yeah. what it looks like. So we had Rashi gave his Mechudish Dike answer. Okay. Two dinim. The Halachas Gedolos gave an answer that it must be that the others didn't eat Kedei Sviya. The others also only ate Kezayas. Rashi and Tosis find it hard to believe. How can it be? So we touched it up a little bit. Okay. And then we had the Rabbi Natam claim from this Gemara you see that Kezayas is their Isa. What does he do? The Gemara is not Beferish. Aim a doctor Kimal Atzma. So the Rishonim quote the Rabbi Natam who interprets the Medakti Kimal Atzma. That the Chachamim interpreted the psukim that it comes out. That is their Isa. Medakti Kimal Atzma is a reference to the Drushes on Mem Tesam and Beis. The Achalta would have been Kazayis, the Savata means Kebetzo, the Achalta means Kazayis, the Savata means Shtiyah. So that's called Medakti Kimal Atzma. All the Dikdukim, all the Drushes of the Torah Shebaal Peh really established that it's a Din der Isa. This is just the opposite from the way the Galya Masechta claim that the obligation to bench when he eat Kazayis and Kebetza is not even in Midirabbanan. It's a lower level of a Dindirabbanan. It's a recommendation Midirabbanan. That's what he said. In order to answer the Kasha, how can it be? Tosis is bothered with a Kasha. There's a Mishnah Megillah which records a Machlekes HaTanoim. Can a cotton before Bar Mitzvah lay in the Megillah to be Moitzi V'tzibur? Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and he says, I remember when I was a child, before Bar Mitzvah, I lay in the Megillah in Rab Tarfon Shul, and Rab Tarfon didn't tell me there's anything wrong. And the Chachamim disagree, and they say, a Kodin cannot lay in the Megillah to be Motzi the Rabbim. He's not Mechliyah B'dover, he can't be Motzi as a Rabbim Dechavosim. So Tosis over there wants to know what's the case. Are you talking about a Kodin Shehigia Lechinuch? So my time of the Rabbanah, if a Kodin Shehigia Lechinuch, he's Mechliyah the Rabbanah to hear the Megillah. So why can't he lay in the Megillah to be Motzi the others? Elamai is Kodin Shehigia Lechinuch. So my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the Kodin can be Motzi as a Rabbim Dechavosim? There is a rule, Mishenim Mechui B'dobre, and Emotzi Yosiram Dechagosim. So Taisus suggests that it must be that it's talking about a cotton shikain higiyah lachinuch. Two opinions in Taisus. So the main thrust of the Taisus, the main sheet in Taisus is that the Mishnah Megillah is talking about a cotton shikain higiyah lachinuch. He's Mechui B'dirabbanan. But the chiyuv of the cotton is only based on a trade derabbanan, because the mitzvah Megillah itself is derabbanan, and chinuch ha-mitzvah is by a cotton is only derabbanan. So the chiyuv of the cotton is a lower level of chiyuv of the gdolim. The gdolim have a chiyuv achad derabbanan, and the cotton's chiyuv is only based on a tziruf of two derabbanans, and a trade derabbanan is a lower level than a chad derabbanan. Like you have a din in Hilchos Shabbos that amir and nochri on a nisa derabbanan, we call a shvuz de shvuz. So that's a lower level Iser. It's not as chomer as a real Amir Lenochri on an Iser deraisa. Or it's not as chomer as any other Iser derabbanan. Whenever something is only also because of a combination of two Iserim derabbanan, that's a lower level Iser derabbanan. So that's the Shvuz de Shvuz. So we make all the Shvuz de Shvuz, we make a mitzvah, we make a hefzid merubu, we make all. So here is something similar. Tosfos says that if you have a chiyuv, you have an obligation to perform a mitzvah that's only based on a combination of two dinim derabbanan. So that's a trade rabbanon as a weaker level chiyuv, so he cannot be motzi achad de rabbanon. That's the machlokes of Yudah and Chacham. So Yudah says, Rabbi Yudah is talking about a cotton shehigia lechinuch, some of the rabbanon is mechuyv to read the Megillah, and everybody else also mechuyv only be the rabbanon. So they're both mechuyv on the same level. And we pass like the Chacham that's not called on the same level. That a trade de rabbanon is a weaker chiyuv than achad de rabbanon. So that's the Shiloh. Well, if a chiv of a cotton is only a trade rabbanon, chiv of a cotton on a din rabbanon is only a trade rabbanon. So what do you do with this? What do you do with this gemara over here? The gemara says a cotton can be moitzi. The gemara quotes a brayse on chof on the base. A cotton can be moitzi his father with the birchas hamazon. Be'em is somewhere we have an old tradition. The be mevarach liyaviv, isha mevareches lebayla. The wife can recite the Birchas HaMazon to be Maitzi the husband, and the son can recite Birchas HaMazon to be Maitzi the father. What do you mean the son? The son means before Bar Mitzvah. Al Pi Pashkas. The son before Bar Mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, how can it be? But the obligation of the son to recite Birchas HaMazon is only by the Rabbanim, Tam Chinuch. So how can he be Maitzi the father who is Mechiv to bench Min HaTor? So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case that the father only ate Kezayis. So therefore, the Chiv of the son to bench is sufficient to be Maitzi the father. So the question is, by how much did the son have? What, the son had Kedei Sviya? The father only had a kazayis, and the son had a kedei sviyah. So the son is a chad derabbanon, and the father is a chad derabbanon. That's what it means. Or does it even mean in a case where the father has no food to eat? So the father had a kazayis, and the son had a kazayis. Each one only had a kazayis. No. So isn't that exactly against what Taisa said? Taisa said that that's the case, that's a machlekes abirin ha-chachamim, by the mikra megillah, we paskin like the chachamim. That if the chiv of the cotton is only a trade rabban, then cannot be mitzi one who is mukhiv on a level of a chad rabban. So Taisa raises the issue. Taisa raises the issue themselves. So they say that the chiv to recite birchas hamazon, if he ate less than kedei sviya, is not so serious a din derabban. What do you mean it's not so serious a din derabban? So that's what the Galia Masecht is medai, because the Gemara says, Vehe medak diki malatzma, means it's a psachumra midirabban. It's not a bona fide din derabban. It's a lower level din derabban. So the Galia Masecht is saying pshat in the Tais is just the hepech from what the Rabbi Natam says on the Gemara. Rabbi Natam interprets, Hey, medak dikim alatzmam, through the nidash atarin and reshes bam, they came up with a din deraisa, not a din derabban. They came up with a din deraisa, that the obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon by Kezayis and Kedetz is really Minat Torah, like the simple reading of the Gemara Mem Tes on the base. And the Gai Masecht is saying within the Shittas HaTesus that it's a lower level Dirabban. Hey, Medak Dikma Alatzim isn't even a full-fledged in Dirabban. Samidas Chasidus Min Dirabban. So that's why it doesn't pose a problem here. Even if the child only had a Kezayis and the father had a Kezayis, so how can a trade Dirabban be Motzi Echad Dirabbanon? So the answer is, the father is not even Mechuyim Midirabbanon. The father is only Amidas Chasidus. So for that, the cotton would be good enough. So these were the three answers that we had. The Rabbi Natam's answer, we had Rashi and the Balamor say the same. Then you have the Bahag, which seemed to be strange. And then we spent the main time we spent was on Tosfos. Tosfos gives their shita of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that true you need Mechuyim B'Dovar to be Motzi Aseirah M'Dechag Osam. So if an Isha or a cotton before Bar Mitzvah or a Nochri is going to blow Shofar, they cannot be Motzi the Tzibur because they're not Mechuyim B'Dovar at all. But if you have an adult who's after Bar Mitzvah already was Yotzei Tkiya Shofar, so that the Gemara says is acceptable, Yotza Motzi. And Tosfos learns Yotza Motzi goes on a Din Deraisa also, not only on Dinim Derabbanan, like the Shagasari wants to force his interpretation into Rashi. No, Tosfos, we pass from Halacha like Tosfos, that Yotza Motzi works even on a Din Deraisa, even on Kiddush on Shabbos, not just on Kiddush on Yom Tov. So really, Mikra Din, a person that didn't eat at all can also recite all Birchas HaMazon to be Motzi those who ate Kedei Sviya, because Yotza Motzi, the only reason why he has to have eaten anything at all is in order that he should be able to say Baruch Shachan Mishaloi. So that's when Shem and Shetach felt that if that's the whole problem, so that problem can be solved by having a cup of wine. And then the Gemara says, we don't pask like that. We insist that you have to have Kazayis Dom. So yesterday we left off with the problem. Why do you really need the Kazayis Dom? So Shem and Shetach is really right. He shouldn't even need a revius of Yayin. Even a Yerek should be good enough. Even Ochel Alo Sheyak. So Mishnah, you have to say that these are already all the different opinions over here. You have to have a cup of wine, and an Alo Sheyerek is not good enough to be Motzi the others. You have to have Kazayis Dogon. These are all Chumris Midir Rabbanon. The Iker Adin Derais, it's really good without that. You can say Baruch Shechan Mishaloi, because he had an Alo Sheyerek. If you could be Mitzdarif to Zimun, because you can say honestly Baruch Shechan Mishaloi, if you have an Alo Sheyerek, so strictly speaking, you can be the Mizamin also. The whole discussion on the Daf is all Chumris Midir Rabbanon. In fact, there is even the Rosh is not so convinced that Kazayis Dogan means a Kazayis of bread, for which you have to recite Birchas HaMazon even Midirabbanan. Maybe Kazayis Dogan means a little oatmeal cereal, or a little Cheerios, that you only have to say Ala Michi after it. So still, Kazayis Dogan is not because he Mechuyim Midirabbanan like Rashi. He's not so convinced that Rashi is right. The Rosh learns like Tesus. So he says that maybe Kazayis Dogan doesn't even mean, he didn't say Kazayis Pas, it says Kazayis Dogan. Maybe Kazayis Dogan is even if it's not Pas, even if it's oatmeal cereal. Also good enough. Just a question of how far were they Machman with the Rabbanim. I'm sure it's even good an Alosh El Yerek would be enough to enable me to be Yotza Maitzi, to enable me to recite the Birchas HaMazon to be Maitzi the others. So that's what Tosfos said. So the Rosh on Daf, the Rosh on Daf quotes the Tosfos B'Kitzur. Then the Rosh on Daf Chav quotes the Tosis again, but he has to complete the story. He has to finish off the last line, the punchline Tosis is missing. So if there is such a rule that Yotza Moitzi, because Kolisola Ravim Zebazeh, so why does the Gemara say on Daf Chof from a base that if the women's, the obligation of the women to recite Berachos HaMazon is only with the Rabbanim, that a woman cannot be Moitzi a man, a woman cannot be Moitzi a man with bench because she's not Mechui B'Dovar. Why is she not Mechui B'Dovar? But if you say Kolisola Yisola Ravim Zebazeh, so she's Mechui to see to it that that the men recite the Berachos HaMazon. If the woman knows the bracha by heart and the man doesn't know, then why don't we say Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebezeh? The woman should be obligated to recite the Berachos HaMazon to be Moitzi the man. So the Rosh has to finish off. Tyson never finished the paragraph. They finished the sentence, but they didn't finish the last hurdle of the argument. So the Rosh adds on, oh, the answer has to be that Oros only applies to men. It doesn't apply to women. Here, Shimon ben Shetach was a man. And here the Gemara is talking about a woman, so by women there's no Orvos. That's how the Rosh concludes. He finishes off the missing line in the Tosfos. So in this Rosh, there's a famous literature in Hilchas Kiddush, beginning of Hilchas Kiddush. The Mishnah Brura has a long Bir Halacha where he quotes Rabbi Kiveger, comes to answer the Kasha of the Dogel Mervav. The Dogel Mervav is the Heoris of the Nadi Bihuda on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and Rabbi Kiveger and the Tshuvas discusses it. So the Mishnah Brura presents all the three different interpretations in this line in the Rosh. What does he mean that there's no Orvos by women? So the Pashup Shat in the Rosh simply means to say the following. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh Yotza Moitzi only applies if I'm Mechuyev to hear Tkiya Shofar and you're Mechuyev to hear Tkiya Shofar. And I was ready Yotze. So as long as there's still a Jew left in the world, the B'Sof HaOlam, who didn't hear Tkiya Shofar yet, I'm still called Mechuyev B'Dovar. If somehow, to the extent that my blowing shofar will help the other fellow be yotze, so you say, I'm still mechui b'dover. I wasn't fully yotze my obligation. Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zebezeh, still mechui. But if, so Shimon ben Shetach is in the parsha of Birchas HaMazon. He's a man who's for sure mechui in Birchas HaMazon in HaTorah. So he's mechui to see to it that Yanav HaVerov should be yotze Birchas HaMazon after the meal. But if you say on Daf Chof and Mebeis, according to that side in the Gemara, that women are only obligated mid the Rabbanon and Birchas HaMazon, on the level of their eyes, that the women are not obligated at all, for whatever reason Rashi and Tosfos suggested there. So if women are not Mechuyev mid Birchas HaMazon, so they're not Mechuyev to see to it that the men who are Mechuyev mid Birchas HaMazon should have to recite their benching. The Dinu Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zebezeh is an extension of my obligation. I have an obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon once in a while, and I'll eat bread. So whenever it's not once in a while, I didn't eat bread today, but someone else did eat bread, so it's my obligation to see to it that he should recite Birchas HaMazon, because I'm obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon whenever I eat bread. So part of my chiyuv is that whenever any Jew eats bread, I have an obligation to see to it that they should bench. But if I'm a woman and on the level of their eyes, I'm not mechuyev at all to bench for whatever reason Rashi and Tosfos came up with. So if min haTorah, I'm not mechuyev to bench. So you can't say min haTorah, I'm yotza moitzi, I'm mechuyev to see to it that all the men who did eat, I'm mechuyev to bench. Yotza moitzi and Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zebezeh is an extension of my obligation in the mitzvah. So if I don't have an obligation in the mitzvah, it doesn't get off the ground. So that's a simple reading in the Rosh, that the Rosh didn't mean to say a difference between men and women. He meant to say, if women in Birchas HaMazon are not mechuyev min haTorah, so then memele, there's no chiyuv arvus, the women are not arevim on behalf of the men. If the women would be mechuyev min haTorah and Birchas HaMazon, so there would be a din of arevus also. The women would be arevim for the men, the women would be arevim for the women. That's al pi pashtus. The old kasha of the Dogel Mervava was based, that's what Rabbi Kiveger points out, was based on a misunderstanding, a misinterpretation of the Rosh. The Dogel Mervava is bothered with the kasha that the Gemara says earlier that there was a period of time that Bnei Yisrael couldn't afford the wine. So the Chachamim said, you can say Kiddush b'tfilo, and you can say Havdalah b'tfilo. On Leil Shabbos, you should recite Kiddush in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, and on Matzoy Shabbos, you should recite Havdalah in the middle of the Shemana Esrei Meirev, and you yotzi Kiddush Havdalah. Then the Gemara says, Heshiru, when they got wealthy, so they switched it from the tfilo, and they said you should recite Kiddush Alayayin and Havdol Alayayin. Then the Gemara says it came a certain point in history where they decided that you should recite Kiddush and Havdol a bitfilo, And then you should repeat Kiddush and Abdullah ala Yayin as well. You should do both. You should recite Kiddush betfila and then Kiddush ala Yayin. Abdullah betfila and Abdullah ala Yayin. That's why the Balatanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch Harav that even if one follows that position, the Mishnah says on the top line, Achofim and Beis, that women are mechuyev in tefila. Women are obligated to daven. But Lamaisa, the women, many women do not daven. So what's going on? So the Magen Avraham says the women, he comments on the Gemara. He says the Rambam writes over this Gemara that women are mechuyev betfila because it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Because on the level of their eyes, you're obligated to daven once a day, every day, and that's not called zman groma. Once a day, every day, for every single day of the year. If you only shake a lulav on one day a year, and you only say kiddush on Shabbos, so that's called a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. But if every single day, once a day, every day, you're obligated to daven, so the Rambam writes, that's not called mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So he must have had that girus in the Gemara. That's not exactly the way it says by us, but that's apparently, the Magen Avraham says, that's apparently... How the Rambam had the Giras in the Gemara. So the Magen Avraham says, maybe once you get to that maskana that the women are mechuyev betfila, means they're only mechuyev betfila on the level of their eyes, and they're mechuyev to daven three times a day. So if they daven, and the Rambam writes that the minyan hatfilas and the nusach hatfilas is only with the Rabbanon, but I tell you, you'd say one tefila a day, and you'd say even without the specific nusach that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were masaken. So the Magen Avraham says, okay, good enough. So if the women wake up in the morning and they say, Moi Daniel Lefanecha, so the Yotzei Tefillah Deraisa, and they're not really Mechuyev more than that. More than that is Taka Zman Groma, that Shachris has a Sovzman Shachris, and Mincha has a specific Zman, and Marev has a specific Zman. So they're not Mechuyev to daven the three Tefillahs every day, but the Mechuyev to say, Moi Daniel, so that they say. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Pashta says that it's very difficult, that... That's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the Emor HaPchaim, that the Magen Avraham is very difficult, that if you just say Moed Daniel Lefenecha, you're not Yotze Tefillah Deraisa. The Rambam says that Tefillah Deraisa doesn't have a specific Nusach, but it has to have a certain framework, it has to have a certain outline. So the outline is the following, it has to begin with Shevach, then you have Bakosha Sarochim, and then you conclude with Hoidoya. We have Liyo Lemisadu Adam Shevach HaShal HaKadosh Baruch V'achakach Yispal. So we have the three brachas Rishonais, or the Shevach, and then you say Atachoinuch Aneni Mitcha De'abina V'Haskel, that begins the Bakosha Sarochim, fine. But if you just say Moed Daniel Lefanecha, that's just Hoidoya. You didn't have the Shevach and you didn't have the Bakosha Sarochim. There is no Shevach and there is no Bakosha Sarochim. So how can you say that you Yotze Tefillah Deraisa with that? So that Magen Avraham is very difficult. He thought, he said that his grandfather Rav Chaim said that the Magen Avraham is wrong. He said, you can't accept that Magen Avraham halacha l'mais. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the different opinions to what extent are women mechuyev to daven. Mishnah says the mechuyev tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah is meikel amayrev. He says that the shachris, at least shmoneh esrev shachris and shmoneh esrev mincha, they're really mechuyev to daven. They're rabbanon, they're not Torah. The men themselves are not mechuyev to daven shachris and mincha. More than once a day is only with the rabbanon. But the chiyev to daven shachris and mincha was imposed by the Chachamim, both on the men and on the women equally. They're both mechuyev to daven mincha. Ma'ariv, really paskin tefillah sarvis v'shus, that was an old machlokes hatanoim. The only thing is, Tosfos quotes from the Tosfos and the Rambam quotes from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, Kashya Avyu Alay Chayva. So there the Mishnah Berurah says, from Achrayim, there's room to argue the point and say that the Kashya Avyu Alay Chayva only applied to men and not to women. So the women, if they don't want it, they don't have to daven ma'ariv. And others are not so happy about that. Kula, they think the women should be the same as the men as far as Ma'ariv is concerned as well. So the Balatanya writes this line, that even if you say that the women don't have to daven Ma'ariv 5 nights a week, but on Leil Shabbos and on Leil Matzoi Shabbos, they have to daven Ma'ariv. Because the women are mechuyev in Kiddush, and the women are mechuyev in Avdolah, Machlokes HaRishonim, whether Avdolah is their Isa. The Gemara Chofam and Beis learned that from the Pasuk, Zocha B'Shama, B'Dibur Echad Nemru, B'Kol Sheyesh Nem B'Shama, Yesh Nem B'Zocha, so the women are Mechuyev in Zocha, Zocha means Kiddush. Is Havdalah also their Raisa, learned that from the same Pasuk, or is Havdalah only the Rabbanon, or is Havdalah their Raisa based on a different Pasuk, L'Havdalah Ben HaKodesh Yemein HaChol. So the Magen Mishnah quotes all the other opinions. The Rambam writes that Kiddush and Havdalah are both their Raisa based on this Pasuk, and according to the Rambam, the women are mechuyev in Kiddush and Havdalah, because Kiddush and Havdalah are both included in the word Zachar, b'knisasa b'tziyasai, and Zachar is hukish to the Shomer, kol sheyesh to mishmi yesh to mischir. So the women are mechuyev in Kiddush and Havdalah equally to the men. That's the Rambam sheet. And then the Magen Mishnah says that there are those Rishonim who hold that Havdalah is only the Rabbanon. Then there are other Rishonim hold that Havdalah is the Raisa, but based on a different pasuk, not based on Zachrehu to mention the Kedusha Sayyam Biknisos, but Tziyosai, Zachar only goes on Lekacha on Kiddush, and Havdalah is based on a different pasuk, the Havdalah Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChoyel. That's a Gemara Shavuos. In Masech HaShavuos. That Havdalah is based on a different pasuk. So it's based on a different pasuk, then you don't have any Hekesh to be Mechayiv the women. But according to the Rambam, the women are just as mechuyev as the men are in Kiddush and Havdalah, because everything is included in Zohar. So the Baal HaTanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that, in his opinion, even if he say the women don't have to daven Maira 5 days a week, but on Leil Shabbos and Amatzoi Shabbos, they'll have to recite, they'll have to daven Maira. Why? Because the Chachamim were misaking that the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah is b'tfilah, and then to repeat it alakos. So the women are also mechuyev in Kiddush and Havdalah according to the Rambam. So they have to say b'tfilah and they have to say alakos. They have to daven Ma'ariv on Friday night. They have to daven, even if all week long, 5 days a week, they don't say Ma'ariv. But on Friday night and Leil Matzoi Shabbos, they should daven Ma'ariv, Shemon Esra Ma'ariv, in order to recite Kiddush and Havdalah b'tfilah and then to repeat it again alakos. Yeah, but bottom line, there are many women who do not, some of our best friends, do not daven Ma'ariv on Friday night. So that's what the Dogma of Ova is raising a question. The husband comes home from shul, the husband dav Ma'ariv in shul. The wife didn't dav Ma'ariv. She was saying Tillim, or whatever. The wife is still saying Kabbalah Shabbos, whatever. She didn't dav Shemoneh Esrei Ma'ariv. So the wife wasn't Yotzei Kiddush D'Oraisa yet. She didn't say Kiddush even B'Tfilah. And the husband's chiyuv to recite Kiddush is only by the Rabbanon. We paskin like the Rambam, the Magen Avraham paskins like the Rambam. The Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanon. Tosfos had different opinions whether Alayayin is the Raisa or the Rabbanon. So the Magen Avraham says the accepted Psak Halacha is like the Rambam's opinion, and that one view in Tosfos, the Kiddush B'Tfilah or Kiddush B'Dvarim is the Raisa, and Kiddush Alayayin is only by the Rabbanon. So the husband was Yotzei Kiddush the Raisa when he dav Ma'ariv. The wife didn't daven Ma'ariv, so he wasn't yotzei anything yet. So how can the husband be motzi the wife with Kiddush? He's not mechuyev b'davar. So the answer is yotzei motzi. What's the problem? Mar says yotzei motzi. Just like the bat tekeh who blew already can blow again for the people in the hospital, so the husband can repeat Kiddush again on behalf of his wife. Oh, so the kash is, but there's no arvus for women. Yotzei motzi is based on kol yisrael arei mezeh b'zeh. And the Rosh said this line that there's no arvus for women. That's the kasha of the Dogam Lavava. So the Rabbi Kivega, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes this whole kasha with the whole literature on the kasha. The long Bir Halacha at the beginning of Hilchas Kiddush. So Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuva that the truth of the matter is that the simple reading of the Rosh on Daf Chav, he didn't mean to say that there's no Orvus on behalf of women. He didn't mean to say that women don't have Orvus for men either. He meant a mitzvah where the women are not mechuyev. If the women are not mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon, how can you say that they're mechuyev to see to it that the men should recite Birchas HaMazon? Kol Yisrael Arei Mezeh B'Zeh means that I'm, as an extension of my obligation, I'm mechuyev to see to it that everybody else does that mitzvah as well. But if I myself am not mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon in HaTorah, if women are not mechuyev in HaTorah to recite benching, so they're not mechuyev to see to it that the men should recite the benching. So that's the simple reading of the Rosh. Then some other Acharonim understood the Rosh differently. What he meant to say was that there's no Kol Yisrael Arei Mezeh B'Zeh for women, but it means in the other direction. The women are not Areivim for the men, but the men are Areivim for the women. As if you're treating the women as if they're half-wits. So the men are the intelligent human beings, so they have to have Rachmanas on the half-wits. And the women, Nebuch, so they're not Mechuyev. Why should you make such a discrimination that the men are Mechuyev in a... The men are achroyim, kol yisrael arevim zebizim, the men are arevim for the women, but the women are not arevim for the men. So the Rosh is only saying women don't have orvus for men, but men do have orvus for women. So there is such a suggestion in the Rosh, but the Pash, this is like Rabbi Kivega said, the Rosh never meant to say that. And the Dogam of Rava totally understood the Rosh totally differently. He says there's no arevus, not men for women and not women for men, in either direction. The Rosh is talking that there's no arevus. Women are not Areivim on behalf of the men. And the Dogma of Ovid took the Rosh literally, Kipshuta, that's what it meant. And he assumes, what the Nami, the Hepech, that men for women also there's no Areivim. So if the husband already daven Ma'ariv and he comes home and he's going to say Kiddush, how can it be Motzi the wife based on Yotze Motzi? If Yotze Motzi is based on Kol Yisrael Areivim, there's no Areivim from men to women, just like there's no Areivim from women to men. So these are the three interpretations in the Rosh. The simplest Pshat in the Rosh is like Rabbi Kibbeh wrote in the Tshuvah, that he never meant to distinguish between men and women. He just meant to say a mitzvah that one is not mechuyev in. So if I'm not mechuyev in brichas hamazon, I'm not mechuyev to see to it that the other people who are mechuyev to bench, that they should do their thing. It's not my obligation.
Maybe according to the Magen Avraham, that the women can make up their own nusach and have to feel it. Why isn't that a violation of Mashana Mimakadash and Tabu Chacham?
He assumed that the nusach ha-tefillah with the zman ha-tefillah was all instituted mid the Rabbanan. So since each tefillah has a zman, Shachris has a zman, and Mincha has a zman, has zman, all of those are zman groma. That's what Gemara raises such a possibility. The way it's printed in our editions in the Gemara says, I would have thought that women are not obligated to daven because each tefillah has a zman and should be a mitzvah says the shazman grama. So the Magen Avraham says that the Rambam apparently didn't have that girsa. He thinks that the Rambam had the girsa that the women are mechut, not kamash malon, that is not true. That is true. That tefillah, the Rabbanon, the Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and Musaf have a specific zman. So the women are takapata from that. And they're only mechuyev on the chiyuv tefillah deraisa, which is not a zman grama. That's not the way it says in our Gemara. So he thinks, based on the Rambam must have had a different gears in the Gemara.
So the Yisudarabana of changing the nusach tefillah wouldn't apply because they're not
men. When the Chachamim instituted a nusach for the men, so the men are not allowed to be mishana, but they never instituted a nusach for the women, because that's a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. Yeah. We once mentioned the dogma of the Shilti Giborim on the side of the Rif in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah has a chiddush regarding the details of Yatza Moitzi. So he suggests that Yatza Moitzi should only apply to something like Tkiyah Shofar, that we all became mechuyev together to blow Shofar, and I already davened in shul, I heard Tkiyahs. Or we all became mechuyev together Leil Rosh Hashanah, Leil Shabbos to recite Kiddush, and I already recited Kiddush, and then the guest comes late in the middle of the meal, so I say, even though I already was Yotzei Kiddush, I already was Yotzei Tkiyah Shofar, but I'm not fully Yotzei, my obligation, because there's still a Jew left who didn't blow Shofar yet, there's still a Jew left who didn't recite Kiddush yet, so it's, I'm still Mechuyev B'Dover to recite Kiddush a second time if it'll help another Jew. But he says, let's say you're making a Pidyon HaBen, or you're making a Bris. I'm not making any bris, or even if I am making a bris. My wife had one baby boy, your wife had a different baby boy. We have no shaykhs with each other. So how can you say, the Shulti Gemara argues in such a situation, how can you say that kol yisrael ha-revim zebezeh mixit, that I'm still mechuyev b'dovor kol zman, that you didn't say the bracha on your bris, lachnitz bris shel Avraham Avinu, you didn't say the bracha on your pidyon ha-ben. What do I have to do with you? By Tkiyah Shofar, we have one common mechayiv. When it comes Leil Rosh Hashanah, we all became mechayiv together. With Tkiyah Shofar, we all became mechayiv together on Shabbos in the reciting of Kiddush. Fine, I already recited Kiddush, but since there is a Jew who didn't recite Kiddush yet, so my obligation is not completely fulfilled yet. I was yotzei 90%, 95% of mechayiv. I wasn't yotzei 100% because there's still a Jew left that wasn't yotzei. But if you live in a house that needs a mezuzah, I happen to be homeless, I'm sleeping in the park, or I have a house, I happen to live in a house that has mezuzahs, it doesn't have mezuzahs, whatever the story is. But the chiyuv that I have on my mezuzahs has nothing in common with the chiyuv that you have on your mezuzahs. We don't share a common mechay. So he comes up with this chiddush that he thinks that the only time the Gemara says Yatza Moitzi is something like Kiddush, that we all share a common mechay, but like Tkiyah Shofar. But if each one has his own mechayev, he thinks that you can't apply Yatza Moitzi in such a situation. So that's clearly not the accepted opinion. Tosis here says Yatza Moitzi by eating a meal. No, if you eat a meal and I eat a meal, what does my meal have to do with you? It's not a common mechayev. Whoever eats the bread, whoever eats a meal, is mechayev to bench. Whoever didn't eat a meal, not mechayev to bench.
Eating together,
huh?
Eating together. Since the brichas hamazon is for the tzibur, so then we put.
Uh-huh. So one could argue the point and say that by benching maybe is different, but we even do it by Birchas Erisin. We even do it by Birchas Erisin. That the Rambam's opinion is that the obligation to recite Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and it's really mutalis al the chiyuv to recite the bracha is really mutal on the chasen, maybe on the kala as well. But it's not a chiyuv that's shared in common by all the people. Taisus Simsochim And Rav Zayin quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that the bracha has nothing specifically to do with the chasen kala. The bracha should be recited. Birchas Harrison, the birchas shevach should be recited by the kol hamisasvim shom. It doesn't really have too much to do with the chasen kala. It's not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas shevach. That's what prompted the Rabbeinu Tam to assume that the bracha should be recited davka lachar asiyosim. A birchas hamitzvah is always recited oivel asiyosim, immediately before you perform the mitzvah. And Bichas Shevach or Bichas Hoidah is always recited after you see the lightning, after you hear the thunder, after you see the Yamagadol. So then you say a Bichas Shevach or Bichas Hoidah, whatever the case happens to be. So that's what motivates the Rabbeinu Tam to say that the Bichas Erison should be recited after after he gives the ring. After he says Harayat, because it's not really a Bichas HaMitzvah. It's a bicha shevach. You don't say Asher Kedushana b'mitzvah so it's one of the Kadesha so Isha. It's really a bicha shevach v'hidah. So the Rambam's opinion is not so. Machlek is the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam and the Rabbi both agree, both think that it's a bicha hamitzvah. So according to the Rambam, the bracha should really be recited by the chasen, possibly the chasen and the kala, but it should be recited by the chasen. One is performing the mitzvah. So the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer quotes a Tshuvas HaRambam that the common practice is that the rabbi who is Masada Kedushin recites the Birchas Erison. Why is that? So he says that's based on the principle of Yotze Moitzi. Why should we have the rabbi, the Moitzi, the Chasen with the Birchas Erison, let the Chasen recite his own Birchas Erison? So he says, Kedei Shalo Levayesh is Mishayni Yodea. And he quotes that Mishnah in Bikurim, that originally, B'tchila, the practice was that every farmer who knew how to recite Aram Yavudovi would recite on his own. And for those farmers that didn't know how to recite it, so they had somebody read it for him. And then some of the people were so humiliated by this that the last couple of farmers, they were all standing on line, so the last couple of farmers before them were able to recite Aram Yavudovi on their own, and then they had to have somebody read it for me to be moitzi me, because I don't know how to say Aram Yavudovi. So the Mishnah says, Nimnu Milahavi. A lot of people stopped bringing Bikur because they didn't want to be, they didn't want to suffer the bizyonis. So the Mishnah says that they made a takana, Shiyu Makrin is Hakol. We have someone else read it on behalf of all the farmers, even if the farmer knows how to read it on his own, Aram Yavudovi. You have someone else say it for him, Kadesh Shalal Levayesh is Mishen Yadir. So the Rambam quotes that consideration in his tshuva, and he writes that that's the reason why we instituted the practice that we have a Masada Kedushin, always say the bracha on behalf of the chasen, Kadesh Shalal Levayesh is Mishen Yadir. If you'll allow some chasanim to say the bracha on their own, and others will not say the bracha on their own, so it'll be an embarrassment for those who are not saying the Birchas Harrison on their own, that he doesn't know how to read the Hebrew with the Kudus. He doesn't know how to pronounce the word. So that's why they instituted a practice, Kadesh Olah Levashim Sheni Adair, they always have someone else say it on behalf of the Chos. But according to the Rambam, that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so the rabbi is either married a long time ago, or he's not married. He's not getting married tonight the same time as the Balabas that he's being beside a Kedushin for. So how does he say that Birchas Erison, according to the Rambam, that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, how does he say the Birchas Erison on behalf of the Chos? So you see, clearly the Rambam does not agree with the Shulta Gibar. The Rambam says that that you can say a Birchas HaMitzvah on behalf of someone else, even though you don't share a common Mechayiv in the Mitzvah. So it could be that we don't accept that Rambam. It could be that that's what the Afikeyam writes, that he heard from Simcha Zelig Riga, the Dayan and Brisk, Barab Chaim, that we don't accept that Rambam because they were performing Siddur Kiddushin, the rabbis in Europe before the Second World War, being Siddur Kiddushin for Balabatim who didn't believe in anything. They were not Maminim at all. They were communists. They were atheists. So how does the rabbi say bracha on behalf of the Chosan, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, Hashem alakeinu melech ha'olam, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu, ala arayis v'asalana sa'aruzos? The Chosan doesn't believe in any of this. So Simcha Zelig said that the fact that we all recite the Birchas Harrison at a wedding, even though the Chasen and the Kala are non-believers, is because we follow the Balei HaTosfos. We follow Shitas HaTosfos, that it's not at all a Birchas HaMitzvah that's recited on behalf of the Chasen. It's a bracha that the Kohol HaMisasev should recite. It's our own bracha. It has nothing to do with them. Okay. So it could be that that we don't follow the Rambam. It could be that you say over here, according to the Tosfos Pshat, on Memchez Bayan, it could be that the eating together is considered benching mezuman. It's considered as if it's one big achila. The whole chabur ate together, so they all became nischayv together to bench one birchas hamazon. Could be. So there is still room to ding zach and to say that maybe we should accept this shulta gibbon. Okay.
According to the question of Shad, where Rabbi Kibayla writes, how is the Abbas from the Reis on the Rabban? Nisha's Pada, Nisha doesn't have a fear on the Tzad of Bilchus Amazon. That Nisha's Pada. How could men be Maitzia? How is it Shad? He should be Maitzia with Abbas. The whole Taish of Abbas is that my fear is to see that everybody is Mekayim. She doesn't have the fear.
But once when the Rabbanan, they instituted a chiv that women are mechiv to bench.
Why not? Is it my
chiv to
see that everybody, that my chiv they ice is not this kind until everybody that has a chiv they ice?
Yeah. No, but once when the Rabbanan, they instituted that women are mechiv to bench. So the man is mechiv to see to it that the women bench also? Why not?
Just because it's important, my person has no purpose, but there's a common mechayev. It's like the idea of it's two different things. One is the bigamist, but everybody's not doing it.
I mean, you question the whole assumption of the shulta gibbara. Yeah, what do you mean? It's not a common mechayev. The Torah was given in one shot. Okay. Good. Okay. However you word it, there's room to think of additional tigibar. Okay, he came up with a suggestion that the yotzei moitzi should be very, very limited. So you are not happy with the suggestion? Okay. The Rambam is also not happy with the suggestion. Rambam is okay. And then yesterday we said another suggestion that's not the Balamor. Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion was not the Balamor. His suggestion was that if a person will already assume the simple reading of the Gemara Chofa Midbeis, Ei medakti kemalatzma means that it's not minat Torah. The reciting of Birchas Hamazon, if you had a kazayis and kibetz, is only mid the Rabbanon. But there are different types of the Rabbanon. That's perhaps a din the Rabbanon where if before they made the Takana de Rabbanon that requires of us to recite Birchas HaMazon of Tiyad HaKazayis, what if a person would volunteer on his own to recite Birchas HaMazon? So it could be that would constitute a Chiyum Deraisa. Even though there's no Chiyum Deraisa, the Chiyum Minatur to recite benching is only B'achalta V'savot if the person ate Kidei Sviya. But still, if he would volunteer to bench based on a Kazayis, could be that there would be a Chiyum Deraisa. So when the Chachamim were Mechayiv had Kazayis had Kibetzah, that's also called the Tikkun Rabban and Kein Deraisa Tikkun. On the level of Deraisa, there is a mitzvah kiyumis. There's no mitzvah chiyuvis. Some of the Rabbanan, they said, Yimuchuyev, we are mechayev you to recite the benching, which if you would have volunteered it on your own, would have constituted a mitzvah kiyumis min HaTorah. This is Bemis HaChidush, that such a thing exists, a mitzvah kiyumis, a concept of a mitzvah kiyumis. Some Gedolim say that it's a contradiction in terms. How can it be? A mitzvah means mitzvah, something that you're obligated to do. So how can you say that there's a mitzvah min HaTorah? You're only mechuyev under certain circumstances. Other circumstances, you're not obligated to perform the mitzvah, but if you volunteer it, there will be a kiyum ha-mitzvah. How can it be a kiyum ha-mitzvah? The word mitzvah means mitzvah. So if you're not mitzvah, how can such a thing exist that there's a mitzvah kiyumis? So that's an argument that some are so convinced of this argument, they say that everybody's wrong. But the Vilna Gaon is the one who brought out this possibility. The Vilna Gaon said about eating matzah called Shiva. He said, Laila harishon chayvim mikami elach rishus, that the first night of Pesach one is obligated to have matzah. The rest of Pesach rishus doesn't mean totally optional. No, it means it's a mitzvah, so rishus. If you don't eat matzah, you didn't violate a mitzvah. But if you do eat matzah, you have a mitzvah kiyumis. That's how they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. And then the Netziv extends it to additional cases. So that was the pshat that Rav Soloveitchik suggested over here. Maybe the medakti came alatzma at kezayis at kibetzah, the chiyuv is mederabbanan, but the kiyum perhaps is minatayrah. Kosov, he did do viachalta, he did have a kezayis of bread. So maybe the Gemara Mem Chesem and Aleph is talking by Yana v'Chaveira if they were benching Mezumen. And benching Mezumen is not based on Shomea Koine. It's not that by my saying the benching is, and you're paying attention, and you're entering Amen, so you say, Shemeh Koina, Kol Haina, Amen, Kila Hatzi, Brachim, Epiv Tami. No, we don't want that everybody should recite the Birchas HaMazon. We want Medina de Gemara, Bizmana Gemara, when they bench Mezuman, only one person recited the benching, and the others were Yoitze, Bidavke, Ayide the Mezuman. So what is it? Is it based on Shemeh Koina? So that's what we had the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah said, it's not based on Shemeh Koina. We don't permit Shemeh Koina by Birchas HaMosim. So what is it based on? So that's what we reviewed again yesterday. It's based on a new din, that the Chabura offers one Birchas HaMosim. The Chabura offers one Birchas HaMosim. So then we had the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Birchas Avram, that even though Tosfos is of the opinion that Shemeh Koina only applies if you understand the language in which the Bracha was recited, but whoever doesn't understand the language is not called Shemeah. But it could be over here by Ben Shemizuman. It's not based on Shemei Koina. Even if you don't understand the language, the Bichas HaMazim is often on behalf of the whole group. So once you say like that, that Ben Shemizuman is not based on Shemei Koina, so maybe that's the teretz to the Kasha. The Rashi's Kasha, the Bahag's Kasha. How can it be that the one who has Kezayis is on the Mechuyif to Benchman, the Rabbanon? How can it be Maiti the others on Mechuyif to Benchman, Atayro? So perhaps that was the teretz, that when you're speaking about Bencha Mezuman, it's not a vort that he's being mitzi the others, Shomea Koina, as if they're all saying over his benching. No, we don't want Shomea Koina. We don't want that everybody should bench on their own. We want the whole Chabura should offer one Birchas HaMazon on behalf of the whole Chabura. So maybe since if you have a Kazayis, even though you're not Mechuyif to bench, but there is a Mitzvah Kiyumis there, so maybe that's sufficient, that Mitzvah Kiyumis, on the level of the Raisa, there's a Mitzvah Kiyumis. Not just Medir Rabbanus. And maybe that mitzvah kiyumis is sufficient to explain how he's moitzi the others. Not moitzi the others based on Shemeah Koina. It's not that his Birchas HaMazon relates to them as if they all said. No. The whole group offered one Birchas HaMazon. So maybe that's the terror. That was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. Yeah.
If that's true, then why couldn't the woman or child be all in the din of Zocha Achas L'chula?
That could be. The shaila is that mezuman, for mezuman purposes, the Mishnah says you cannot be mitzarif men and women together.
So you're saying because they're not part of that chabura, it's a din in who counts in a chabura.
Right, or the cotton also,
so
you know, that's the
deal. The cotton should have these days, or we don't have the cotton should your day.
Okay, so that was the discussion. Okay,
but we know he can.
Maybe he can.
The Gemara says that he can.
The Gemara that says that the Gemara in Daf Chof HaMebeis is talking about Shemeh Koina. The Gemara is talking about a son benching for the father, not Mezuman. The simple pshat, you only have two people away. The wife and the husband ate, and the wife is reciting the benching on behalf of the husband. And the child is reciting the benching on behalf of the father. So how can it be that you apply Shemeh Koina to benching? The Rishalmi said that this is the exception to the rule. So we assume that the Mestama, this is a case of a Shas Hadchak. One is a Seifer, one is a Boor. So we revert back to the Din D'Oraisa, and you do allow Shemeh Koina. The Shas Hadchak, we do allow Shemeh Koina. But if it would have been a case of Mezuman, so it's a technicality. That the women are not mitzdarfim to the zimun with men, and ktanim are not mitzdarfim. If the din would be that ktanim would be mitzdarfim, so maybe the cotton would be able to be mighty the gedolim. If there would be a mezuman, that's.
Then should we say for Karen that if you have men and women at the table, and one is going to be mentioned for all, and it's a man, he can't be mighty them in the zimun, because in chavrus al noah. So if it's not one chabura, he can be both of them midin shomei ka'ona, but he can't be both of them midin chabura, because they're not considered part of the same chabura, because they're not mitzarek.
Oh, so that was the shaila, why are men and women not mitzvah from Yachan? So that's what we mentioned, the Tosfos in Erechin in the first parak gave a different interpretation. Tosfos said, based on the Gemara Chof HaMebeis, that Rashi and Tosfos were giving various suggestions, why should the chiv of the women to recite Birchas HaMazon, why should it only be Medir Rabbanan, why shouldn't it be Min HaTorah? So Rashi and Tosfos made suggestions that there is at least one or two or three lines in the benching that the women are not mechuyev to recite. So that's what the Tosfos in Erechin understood. The men and women can combine together to make a mezuman, because the chiyuv birchas hamazon is not identical. The men have a bigger chiyuv to recite birchas hamazon. They have to say a different text from the women. They have to say more than the women. The Gemara that says that it's a violation of derech eretz, that's a Gemara about avodim and noshim, because noshim and avodim should really be in the same boat. They, whatever the women are potter from, the avodim are potter from, so they have the same level of chiyuv. So why can't they be mitzdarif to zimun? So that's what the Gemara says, that that's a violation of tznius. But men and women together, Tosfos assumes that that's not really a violation of tznius. That's for a different reason. Because the chiyuv is not shared in common. But it is a chabura. It is a chabura. So if the men will bench mezumen, so the women will be yotze with the mezumen of the men. Yeah. These were the various suggestions in our Gemara. The Baal Hamor is commenting on that Baal Hamor, on Daf Chof. So the Baal Hamor has another comment that he quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Gemara quoted Rabbi Sebein Mevarach Liyaviv. So the Gemara understood the Bain, who's reciting the benching for the father, is a cotton before bar mitzvah. Otherwise, why do you call him a Bain? Mevarach Liyaviv means he's a cotton. So Gemara asked the Kasha, V'litaymech, that's how it's printed in our Gemaras. Rabbi Kibega writes on this side that the Mulchamas obviously had a different girsa. That's what he writes. He looked and he found, Achazman Ro'isi Beramban Mulcham, Sheesh L'girsa Acheriskan. But the way it says in our Gemara, the Gemara says, V'litaymech, cotton bar chiyubahu. How can the cotton recite Birchas Hamazon to be Moitzi the father, based on Shemei Koina? It sounds like there's no mezumen over here. Based on Shemei Koina, how can it be the cotton is not a bar chiyuva? So the Gemara says it must be the father ate less than a kidei svia. So therefore, dosi the rabbon and mapik the rabbon. So the Baal Hamor quotes a Yerushalmi, which poses the same question, because this is a Tosef, the Be'em Esomru, this tradition that the Gemara quotes. It's an old tradition. Be'em Mevarach Liyavi, Ve'ech Mevarach, Eved Mevarach Lirabba, Ve'isha Mevarach Es Lebailo. So Yishalmi poses that question. How can it be Be'em Mevarach Liyavi? Yishalmi also assumes that Be'en is a cut. So Yishalmi answers, Ba'ina Achreihem Amen. Just like there's a Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara assumes in Masech HaSukkah that women are not Mukhayevin reciting Hallel on Yomim Tovim, on Pesach Shavua Sukkis. So if the husband doesn't know how to say Hallel, so the wife should say Hallel, and it can't be Moitzi, she can't be Moitzi the husband, she's not Mechui B'dover. So the husband is only Yotze if Oina Achareihim Masheh Maimrim. If the husband will say word for word, the wife will say Halukah Halu Avdi Hashem, he'll say Halukah Halu Avdi Hashem. He'll say word for word after the wife. If it would have been a man who's reciting Hallel for another man, so that's the din of Shemei Koina. You apply Shemei Koina to halal also. More correct is that everybody should say their own halal. But if you don't know how to say halal, so you can be yotze with Shemei Koina. But if it's a woman who's reciting the halal, and the woman is not mechuyev bedover, that's clear. And more women are not mechuyev and halal. On Chanukah, there are some poskim hold that women are mechuyev and halal. But on Pesach, Shavuos Sukkos, is a brisa in the Gemara Sukkah that women are not chayev and halal. So the woman cannot be yotze the man with Shemei Koina. So the man has to be on achrei mashei moimer. So the Baal Hamor says, based on Yerushalmi, if Oin Achreim Masheim Omrim is good by Hallel, so Oin Achreim Omein would be good for a bracha as well. If the child is going to recite the Birchas Hamazon, the child that caught them before Bar Mitzvah, and the parent is going to say Omein, if he wouldn't say Omein, then you're relying on Shemei Koina. So Shemei Koina doesn't apply unless the person is Mechui B'dover. But if he's going to say Amen, Kol Hoino Amen, Kilo Hoitzi Brocha Mepiv Dami, it's considered as if I myself said the Brocha. So what do I care that the one who's reciting the Brocha for me, and I'm answering Amen to his Brocha, is a cotton who's not a Bar Chiyuva? What does that bother me? But Kol Hoino Amen, Kilo Hoitzi Brocha Mepiv Dami. That's what the Baal Hamor says. So the Ramban says, we never heard of such a thing. We don't accept that Talmud Yerushalmi, that the child is going to say Kiddush, that the father's away on a business trip. Child is mine, the father is mine, it's all. The little child before Bar Mitzvah is going to say Kiddush, and the mother is after Bas Mitzvah. The mother is going to say Amen. She'll be Yotze with the son's Kiddush. We don't follow that Yerushalmi. We assume that Oina Amen only works if the one is saying the Bracha is Mechuyah B'dover. But the Baal Hamor wants to paskin like the Yerushalmi, that even if the one is saying the Bracha is not a Mechuyah B'dover. There's such a rush on the last parak in Perek HaRoya.
Ends with a bracha,
no, No, the Amen after the last bracha relates to the bracha. But he has to be Oina Achrei Masha Emamrim. We have to say word for word what the Gemara says. Isha, if the Isha is reciting the halal for the husband and the women are not mechuyev in halal, because it says Man Grama, so the Gemara says in Sukkah, Oina Achrei Masha Emamrim. We have to say word for word. So the Balamar quotes the Rishalmi when it comes to any bracha. So if you say Amen, that's the equivalent of Oina Achrei Masha Emamrim. Because Kol Oina Amen Kila Hoitzi Bracha Mipivdo. So Ramban says we don't accept that. Is just a little bit stronger than Shamea Ke'ayna. Shamea, even if he didn't answer Amen, Shamea Ke'ayna. So Oina Amen, Kila Hoitzi Bracha Mipiv makes it even stronger. But it's all based on Shamea Ke'ayna. So called Mishenim Duchib Dovrein Emotio Saramim Dechev Osam. There is a Gemara at the beginning of Perek Haroya. The Gemara talks about reciting Birchas HaGoymal. Abot Tzrichim Lahoidos. A Gemara Nun Dalan on the base. Abot Tzrichim Lahoidos. The Gemara says based on the chapter in Tehillim, chapter Kuv Zayin. Yordi Hayam Bo Anios and so on. The four people are Mukhib. So what does it mean Mukhib Lahoidos? Rashi writes in Maseches Menachos and Perek HaToida, there was a Korban Toida that was brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi comments over there in Perek HaToida that these four people are mechuyev to bring a Korban Toida. Rashi Tosis disagrees there. In Perek HaToida he said they never heard of such a thing. No one's ever mechuyev to bring a Korban Toida. Toida is always bo ben edim and edova. So Rashi also agrees it's bo ben edim and edova. If you want to, you can bring a Korban Toida even if nothing special happened. And if something did happen, the person was a chalish in a srapi, a yetzim beis asurim, or something like that. So then, or vi hayamim. So then, you mechuyev to bring a korban toida. Rashi holds the korban toida sometimes bo bechayva, and sometimes bo benedova. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and Perakat Toida. They say that the korban toida is always bo benedova and edova. It's never a chayva. So what does it mean? Abot tzichim lahaydai. So Tosfos says no. It goes on birchas hagaymal. The four people are obligated to recite birchas hagaymal. So the Gemara tells the story that one of the Rabbanim was sick and when he recovered they came to visit him. Rabbi Yehuda Cholash is about seven lines from the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda was the Amora Cholash, he got sick v'ispach and he recovered. Ola gabei Rav Chana Bagdasa the Rabbanim. So the Talmidim from Yeshiva came to visit Rabbi Yehuda. Amri Lei, so they recite, they volunteered a bracha. Brich Rachmana, blessed be the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Yavach Nahalon, v'la Yavach Liafra. Blessed be the Rebbeinu Shalom, that you recovered, and you didn't die, and we didn't bury you, v'la Yavach Liafra. Amalahu, so he said Amen. So the Gemara says, Amalahu, he said to them, oh, now Patras and Yosim, ilo aduya. Now I don't have to say, Birchas HaGoymel. Zog the Gemara, but it's only provided, I freak him up, but he didn't say Birchas HaGoymel. Tzvicha, da'oni basrayu Amen. If he says Amen, then kol ein amen kila hotzi bracha mipiv dami. So the Rosh has a comment over there. So the Rosh says, when do you have to answer Amen? But the Gemara says in Sukkah daf lamaches afal pishaloy ana Amen shamea ke'ayne. So the Rosh says, yeah, if there would be two people who would be chalish and israpia, two people who came back from Eretz Yisrael by plane, and they both have to say birchas hagaymal, both mechuyev, and one says the bracha, and the other one will be yotze with shamea ke'ayne afal pishaloy ana Amen. So Shemeh Koine works af pishalay ana amen if the one is reciting the bracha is mechuyev bedover, but if the one is saying the bracha is not mechuyev bedover at all, like over here, the students from the yeshiva came to be mevakeh chayla b'Rabbi Yehuda and they saw that he had recovered already, so they volunteered a bracha on their own. There is no takanas chachamim, there is no chiv on their part to say a bracha. So then that their bracha should relate to Rabbi Yehuda that he should be yotzei. Birchas HaGoymel, so the Gemara said, that's only provided that you say, who the ona achreim amen. If he didn't answer amen, then you wouldn't be yotze. So basically, that Rosh sounds a little bit along the lines of this Yerushalmi. That if the one is saying is a mechuyev bedavar, then you don't have to say amen. The one is saying is not mechuyev bedavar at all, then if you do say amen, then it is good. Yeah, but we accept the Rosh lahalacha, because that's kemat mefurish, what it says in the Gemara. On the first daf in Perek Haroya. So that's quoted la halacha, and that balamor is rejected from the halacha. So apparently we distinguish between the cases, not the same. It's not considered the same. I have to learn that gemara, we'll have to see.
A person could say because of government, or it has to be that there is someone that wasn't your sibur?
If what? That what?
It has to be that someone in the sibur wasn't there, it's higher on because of government than anyone can say it.
If you have a group of people who are all mechuyev in Birchas HaGomel, so one can recite the bracha and all the others can be yotze, even if they don't say amen.
But if one person in the tzibur is chayav, then anyone can cite for him.
That's how the Gemara says, yeah. The others, the Talmidim said a totally different nusach ha-bracha. They said, Baruch Achmana, diyavach lon, v'loy liyavach liyavach. They didn't say... They said a totally different nusach habracha. So that's what the Rosh says. It says in the Gemara only if you answer amen. If you don't answer amen, you're not yotze. But if the one who says the bracha also went through some experience, and he's also obligated to recite a birchas hagomel, he says the normal nusach, then the other ones who listen could have been yotze without saying amen. That's the Gemara in Sukkah that kol ha shomeya is koina. Shomeya and afal pi shaloi ana amen is considered kilo ana amen and kol ha'in amen is yaitse.
No one is higher, so you cannot just say the bracha.
So that's a problem. The Gemara says that one of the students volunteered this. He composed his own new bracha. He totally made up a new bracha. So the Gemara says if the cholish and israpi says amen, so he. He's yotze with the bracha. How can that guy have the right to compose his own new bracha? That's a problem. You got to work hard to figure out pshat and not gemara. That's a problematic rush. Yeah.
Let's say there's only one person who's high, but he doesn't know this is a bracha. We use the concept of shali. We got high over there. In such a case.
So what are you suggesting? What should we have?
Yeah. Let's say I was the only one high. I didn't know how to make the bracha. Possibly.
Right.
Would I be allowed? Would someone else be able to be yotze for me and say it?
Yeah.
Wasn't high.
Yeah, we would assume that yes, like Bichas Harrison, like getting married. If the fellow doesn't know how to say the bracha, someone else can say for him. And they'll say the same nusa, the correct nusa that the person himself would have said. Yeah. So then the Gemara just quotes a few memories, all of them are repeating the same psak halach. It menami om rav chone bar yudim ishmei derob afidu loy toval. If you just had a little bit, you mitzarev to the mezumin, either for 10 or for 3, the two opinions in Tosfos, but lahotzis ram dechavas, and the motzia sheochel kazayis doga. They're all repeating, even though, what's the contrast? Even though based on the way Tosfos gave the explanation, that is based on yotzei moitzi, so should really... Whoever could be mitzvah to Zim to say Baruch HaLakeinu, Shacham Mishlah, Baruch Shacham Mishlah, you should be able to bench Mezumin to be much to the others. So that's what they all say, no, L'hotzi Hachem Dechayvosim, you have to eat a Kazayis Dogan. Probably a Chumra Midirabah, Mikir Adin Deraisa, the Aloh Shel Yerek should really be enough. Then the Gemara quotes, the next one says the same thing. Amar Avchana by Yehuda Mishmei Derabah, Hilchus Ha'ochal Aloh Shev Shos HaKol Sheyai Mitzvah, Mitztarev, it's mitztarev to the mezum and either 3 or 10, the two pshatim, and lahotzi and emotzi al shechol kazayis dog. They're all saying the same thing. All the amaran, they're all saying the same thing, and that's the halacha. Then the Gemara goes into a little history. Amar Avdach, Moshe tikkun liyisol birchas hazam shor shorot lehem amon. When the mon came down from heaven, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that they're obligated to recite birchas hamon. This is that misachidish. Because we usually assume that Bichas Hamazon and Darais is only after eating pas, and pas has to be from the Chameshis Mini Dogon. And this was at this Lechem and Hashemayim, some kind of a nest.
Don't you want to say before that your yayin would be sayed, you would have to bench?
Yeah.
Sayed, you have to bench.
Yeah. That's the question. So that's what some argue that Bizman Azeh, that the Minikon, and the Gemara says, we don't know for sure whether Butler died to Eitzel Kol Adam or not. Then the Gemara says, L'kishayav Eliyo. That was the first daf on Laman Hayman base. The Gemara says, if Eliyo Anabi will come and he's going to tell us that that's normal to eat a whole meal without L'kishayav Eliyo V'yomer, Yehabi Kviyusa, Hashtamiya Butler died to Eitzel Kol Adam. So that's what some argue, that Bizmanas that became the norm all over the world, that people eat all week long without having bread. And they fill themselves. So if a person eats kedei sviya, we should say is mechuyev to bench min atayra. Anytime you eat kidei suvishim mimchiv the bench benatay, I can't say botla daite etzel das kol ben yodim because it became normal b'zman hazeh. So that's a question. Is that really so? We usually assume that it's not so. What does the Gemara say about the yayin? We're not sure how to deal with that Gemara. We assume it's only the pas, because the pasuk says Eretz Yisrael b'miskenes tachal balechem yachalta b'savata v'erachter. The Gemara says only lechem. Rabbi Gamliel says, and all the Shibbos Aminim you're obligated to bench Birchas HaMazon. Rebbe Akiva says, afilu achal shelek, even if he eats cooked vegetables, and that's mezonah, it fills him, and you say benching. We don't accept Rebbe Akiva, we don't accept Rebbe Gamliel, so we assume that you have to have davka lechem. So that's the shaila. Fine, this is called lechem in HaShemayim, but it wasn't for Nachameshis Minit Dogon, yeah?
No, I was going to say, man's considered lechem in HaShemayim.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's lechem.
Yeah, it's a problem. I don't know. It is a problem.
Mar says you have a kite set if you had a rabba shabbos. Maybe you could say I'm going to lachem in aron tzom because you already have a kite set. You lift it on aron shabbos. You lachem.
Malcolm. It was Malcolm Gidulo. I mean that was Malcolm Gidulo. Right, how can it be? How can you say Pesachas Yadecha? Right, the Mabit, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo, also used to daven Nusach Svard. They were only Svardim then in Eretz, they weren't Ashkenazim. So he raises that question. How can it be if the pasuk Pesachas Yadecha is in Tehillot of David? It's composed by David HaMelech. So he says the teretz is that Rashi and Malachi, Rashi on the first pasuk of Malachi, quotes a medrash that everything that was declared by the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. And they were all traditions, they were all oral traditions bal peh from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it wasn't nitan likasim until later. And then when it was in the days of the Nevi'im, and the days of after the days of the Nevi'im, then they incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, then it became part of Torah Shebichsa, part of the Tanakh. So he says that the Pasuk Pesachas Yadecha was floating around from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, except that it wasn't incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh till the days of David HaMelech, till they included Tehillim into Tanakh. So he said originally the benching said Pesachas Yadecha must be Alechol Cheras. It didn't say Ka Amur. The word Ka Amur, he says, was added later. But he says not that the whole pasuk was added later. How do they have the right to add a whole pasuk? He says the pasuk was floating around in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk was there. That's what he writes in Beis Elokim. The Mabit writes like that. So that's what Rab Nachman claims, that Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first Nusach HaBrocha when the Mon came down. There was a chiv to recite Birch Samoz and Deraisa. That's what it sounds like, even though it's not really for the Chameshis Mini Doga. Yeah, because the Chumash calls it Lech Min HaShemayim. I don't know how you understand it. But they didn't have to yet, they were not yet required to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Matnas HaOretz because it wasn't yet delivered. Eretz Yisrael was promised to the Jewish people, and it already belonged to the Jewish people from the days of Avraham Avinu, but it wasn't yet delivered. So Yeshua tikkun lahem birchas haaretz b'shoah shenichnasu la'aretz. When they actually conquered Eretz Yisrael after the Shevesh HaKavshon, the Shevesh HaChilku, that complete control over Eretz Yisrael. So then he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You only have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he actually delivers on the promises that he gives. If he just makes a promise he didn't deliver yet, so we thank him for the promise, but you know, we have to thank him for the matana. And then the Gemara learns out from the psukim, "Echalta v'sabata berachta shamukach al ha'oretz ha'toiva." What does it mean ha'toiva? The Gemara says ha'toiva zubayim Yerushalayim chen ha'im ha'or ha'toiva zeva halavonon. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you Yerushalayim. You have to thank him for giving you Yerushalayim once Yerushalayim became something special. So that was only after the days of David Ushlomo. The days of David Yerushalayim was designated as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech was Mekadosh, the Mokom of the Beis HaMikdosh. That's a Rashi points out here. That's a Gemara in Zvochim. I think on Daf Chav Dalet that David HaMelech was Mekadosh the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. But even without that, what he, I don't know why Rashi had to add on that David HaMelech was Mekadosh. David HaMelech was given the Malchus Beis David, and the official location for the Malchus Beis David is in Yerushalayim. That's how the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Malachim from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that no king other than the Malchus Beis David are permitted to use Yerushalayim as their capital of Eretz Yisrael. That's the official capital for the official government, and the official government is the Malchus Beis David. So that's what the Gemara says. David Shlomo tikkun bani Yerushalayim. David tikkun. David was mistaken half of the brach al Yisrael amecha, al Yerushalayim irecha, because he designated Yerushalayim as his official capital, and his was the official government of Eretz Yisrael, the Malchus Beis David. Shlomo tikkun al abayis hagor al hakodesh hazeh. Because Shlomo HaMelech completed the building up of Yerushalayim, namely by building the Beis HaMikdash. What's HaTeva? Meita b'yavde teknua keneged haruge beta damar amasna osa yom that day. Shinitna haruge beta lekvura tikna b'yavde HaTeva meita. Why the double lashon HaTeva meita? HaTeva shalehi srichu, the bodies, but they were laying dead for a couple of years. Till the Goyish government, till the Romans gave permission to bury them. So it was really miraculous, shalehi srichu. Our body starts to smell, it starts to decompose very soon after death. That they finally gave them permission to bury them. So that the Gemara is going to continue to point out, the Gemara is going to repeat, there's a machloikas satanoim on the top of the Yomim, a machloikas samaraim later on the Yomim, whether Hatoiva Meitiv is deraisa or lav deraisa. What does it mean, whether it's deraisa or lav deraisa? If it's deraisa, it means that it's part of the Birchas HaMazon. Lav deraisa means that it's a bracha that's recited after the conclusion of the Birchas HaMazon. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's deraisa, that it's min haTorah, that you have to say four different brachas. That's what we had a machlekes Taisus in the Rashbon, Daf Tezayin. Taisus on Daf Tezayin Omer Aleph was assuming that min haTorah, one is obligated to recite three or four different brachas. Hazanas HaKol is one bracha, Noideluch is a second bracha, and Rachim is the third bracha, and Ateva Meitiv is possibly the fourth bracha if you hold this min haTorah. And the Rashba there disagreed with Tosfos. He says, no, you have to mention all of these themes in the benching, but it doesn't necessarily mean that each theme should be mentioned in a different bracha. And haTorah, you can mention all the themes in one bracha. There's no requirement to have separate brachas min haTorah. So what's the shaila over here with Ateva Meitiv deraisa, lav deraisa? According to the Rashba, why should it be deraisa to say another bracha? You know, there's no need to, min haTorah, to say the three brachas. You can combine all the themes in one. So it's not really a shaila whether the fourth bracha is deraisa. But the shaila is whether the fourth bracha, Ateva Meitiv, is in an extension of the Birchas HaMazon. And benching is not over till you finish, till the Yerlam Alichas. When you say no, Bonim Rachmi Mishalayim Amen is the end of the benching. Ateva Meitiv is a bracha which was instituted to be recited after the conclusion of the benching. It's not really part of the benching. So the Maynaf Gemina, so the Gemara says, is it one long series? Is it one long series? And Ateva Meitiv is part of the Brochus Asmuchus Lechavetor. And really, Ateva Meitiv shouldn't require Malchus, just like Nodelucha doesn't need Malchus, and Rachim doesn't need Malchus. Because a Brochus Asmuchus Lechavetor doesn't need Malchus, and it doesn't have to be Posachus B'Baruch. It doesn't have to be posachas b'baruch. I by us the bracha does baruch atah Hashem akeinu melech ha'olam akeinu avinu malkeinu adireinu. We do begin with baruch. So the top tesis points out a mem tes amenal. That's the way we say the nusach. But they say v'chenisa b'tesef the perak ala behedya, that there were two versions of Ateva Meitiv. According to the Tanoim, who are of the opinion that Ateva Meitiv is an extension of the benching, so it was not posachas b'baruch. It didn't start with Baruch Atah, and it used to be a Brocha Arucha. Whenever you have a Brocha Smucha Lachavato, so the second Brocha is not Pasachas B'Baruch, it's usually it's Chosemes B'Baruch. We don't have a Chasima by Ateva Meitiv because we're working on the assumption that it's Lav Derais, means it's not part of the benching. It's not as Brocha Smucha Lachavato. The benching is over when you say Bonim Rachmav Yushalayim Amen, that's the end of the benching. Ateva Meitiv is a separate bracha. That was instituted that this bracha should be recited after the conclusion of the benching. So that's why that bracha is Pasachas B'Baruch. And that's why it's not Chosemes B'Baruch. Because it's supposed to be a bracha Ktzara. over the generations it got longer and longer, we added on a lot of things. But years ago, it used to be a bracha k'tzara miyor. And Tosis points out, but according to the other opinion in the Tanoim, that Ratava made to this part of the benching, it's the fourth, the benching consists of not three brachas, but four brachas. So then the Hatava Meita was not Pasachas Bebarach. Rather, Rabbi would be Chosemis Bebarach, like any normal Brachas Mukhal Chavata. That's what they point out in the top Tosis, Amem Tosam and Allah. So here the Gemara is going to work everything out based on the Psukim. Tan Rabbanan, say the Bichas Hamos and Kachu, how does it go? Bracha Vishayna, Bichas Hazon, Shniya Bichas Arat, Shlish is Bani Bishalayim, Revi is Hatava Meita. Okay, easy enough. Will be Shabbos. Where does one mention the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos? The Gemara learned that a mem amrav. The Gemara learned that in the pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Cho Yom Yom Teilam Eim Bechosim Shal Yom, that you should mention in the benching and in the davening the significance of the uniqueness of the day of the Kedushas Hayom. So where do you have to mention that? So we only mention it in the middle of Rachem. That's how the Brisa says. B'Shabbos Maschal B'Nechama Masayim B'Nechama V'Yoyim Kedushas Hayoyim B'Yemtza. What do you mean Maschal B'Nechama? So we follow Rashi. So Tosis quotes that some Rishonim had a nusach that on Shabbos instead of saying Rachem No Hashem Okeinu Al Yisrael Amecha, you start off Nachmeinu. That some nusach Svartzi Durim have like that. You start Nachmeinu. So Tosis is not happy with that. They don't see any need for that. They say no. You say Rachem Hashem Al Yisrael Amecha Al Yisrael Amecha. Then you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Bainu Rachma, B'Yushalayim, Amen. That's called Pasech B'Nechama, Misayim B'Nechama. The Nechama is about Binyan Yerushalayim. So Pasech B'Nechama means you begin the Baruch Rachma Yisrael Amecha, about Yerushalayim Erecha, and Chaysen B'Nechama. And then, V'yom Kedushas Hayom B'Emtz, in the middle of the third Baruch, you say Kedush Hayom. That's what we do. Then the Gemara quotes two, three lines later, V'Chachamim Ma'imrim, Einu Amra Ela B'Nechama B'Lvad. You only say Rachem, you only say Ritzei in the middle of the Baruch of Bnei Rachma B'Yishalayim Amen. In fact, Machacham Hanatanakama. Why does the Brisa repeat it? As if there were three different shitas in the Brisa. They both said the same thing. So the Gemara says, Hikamenayu B'Diyeved. Machlekes Hatanayim will be. What if B'Diyeved, if you'll mention Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos instead of in the middle of Rachim, you say it in the middle of Azanas Hakol, or in the middle of Noi Delecho, or in the middle of Teiva Meitiv? Will you be Yotze B'Diyeved on that? So the Tanakhama sounds like Lechatchila should be in the middle of Rachim, but B'Diyeved, if you say it in the middle of the first or the second or the fourth bracha, it'll also be good. And the Tanabasra, who's just repeating what the Tanakhama said, that it must be recited Dafke in the middle of Rachim, no. So he holds that even B'Diyeved is no good. How do you know that the last Tan is the one who's more Machmir? That's how Rashi writes. The fourth line from the top, all the way up on top of the Rashi. Ikebenai B'Diyeved, the Rabbana Basroi. According to the latter, according to the third opinion in the Brisa, Mahadrina, even B'Diyeved, you're not Yotze. If you mention the Haskaras Kedushas Hayom, and either Hazanas Hakol or Anoy Delecho or Natova Meitiv, how does Rashi know that the Rabbana Basra are the ones who hold Mahadrina, maybe it's the Rabbana Kamoy? The answer is because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, whenever there's a Machloika Satanoim in a Mishnah or a Brisa, and it's Sosom, and you can't figure out who, they said exactly the same thing, and it must be that there's a slight Nafkamina Ladina between them, and it's unclear who says which way. So the Gemara has a tradition called Tana Basra Litfuye Kasi. The one who's quoted last is coming to be more strict, to be more machmir. So he says here the Tana Basra is saying the same thing as the Tanakama. So we assume it's unclear, and the Gemara assumes that the Machlekes would be B'Diyeved. Would you be Yotze B'Diyeved if you mention Haskoras Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos and Yontov in the middle of the first, of the second, or the fourth brachas? So we assume that called Tanabasu Litfui Kwasi Tanabasu is the one who's saying it's no good. He's the one who's Machmer. And the Tana in the middle, in between the Tanakama and the third Tana, he says, Mutta Lachatchil, Rablezer Amr, Rotzali Amr bin Acham Amr. If you want to, you can say, mention, we'd say, in the middle of Rachim and Al Yisrael Amecha. Bebichas Aretz Amr, Bebichas Shetikna Chacham B'Yavna Amr. It's optional. If you want, you can say in the second Bracha, if you want, you can say in the fourth Bracha. You can mention Shabbos in any one of the brachas. So that we don't pask in Lalach, we pask, and you have to daft and mention Shabbos in Rachim No. And the Shaila is, what about B'Diyeved? Machloek is Satanayim. What about B'Diyeved if he'll mention Shabbos in the first bracha, the fourth bracha, would you say that B'Diyeved is Yotze, B'Diyeved is not Yotze? So that's the further Machloek is Satanayim. The Gemara learns it all out from Pesukim, Tana Rabbanon. Minayin the bichas hamazman. The Torah shenama vechalta v'savata v'irachta. Then it says, Zu bichas hazan. As Hashem alakech, zu bichas hazimun. So the Vilna Gaon reverses the Seder, because first he said bichas hazimun, then he said bichas hazan. Bichas hazim, arvach shechal m'shlov t'vachayinu, precedes the bichas hamazman. So the Vilna Gaon thinks the girsa should be hafucha. First learning out bichas hazimun, and then learning out Hazanas Hakol, the text of the first bracha. Yeah, the simple reading of all these braises, the way the Gemara is presenting it, is that that Zimun is their raisa. The Gemara is going to quote other psukim, Gadol Hashemit and the Ramash Mayachtov. That was from the first daf in the perek. Also, that it's a din der raisa. That's what it sounds like. But we had the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Rishonim. We think that it's all asmachta. It's only midirabon. And we mentioned Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe it's not an asmach. He thought maybe all of that explanation is a din deraisa, that when you have birchas hamazon b'chabur, the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one birchas hamazon, a totally different type of a chiyuv birchas hamazon. The person eats alone, so the person is mechuyev to offer birchas hamazon. If a group eats, so the whole group is only obligated to offer one birchas hamazon. He thought that maybe that's minatar, maybe it's not necessarily asmach, this midirabon. But this
just go back 1 second. When we said Moshe was misakin the Birchas Hazan, why did Moshe include the Bris and the Torah? These are actual chiyuv and they're not yotze without them.
Yeah, Rashi is going to explain why. Why do you have to mention Bris in Torah? Because Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu after he fulfilled the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The meaning is when you attend the Bris, you give a gift. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, or maybe before Rabbi Yaakov Emden, maybe the Matei Moshe, the earlier, yeah, I think it's earlier than Rabbi Yaakov Emden. They say the minig to give a gift when you attend the bris is learned out from Parshas Lech Lecha, that Avraham Avinu had a bris meal, and then Rabbi Hashem gave him a gift, Eretz Yisrael. So we don't usually give such expensive gifts when we attend a bris meal, but that was the gift that the Rabbi Hashem gave at that time. So since there's an obligation, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So we thank him for giving us the Bris Milah, which was the occasion on which he gave us Eretz Yisrael. Then we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom Olam. Why? Because Rashi says Eretz Yisrael was given to the Jewish people on the condition that they'll keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. Rashi writes, "Zoch she'aske b'Torah, she'ap ischus haTorah v'mitzvus Yerusha v'sa'aret." Shenema la'mantich yunervisim v'ibasem v'irishdem v'sa'aret. If they don't keep the chukim and they don't keep the Torah, then they have no right, and we have no right to maintain Eretz Yisrael. So we really, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't yet have Eretz Yisrael. They just had the promise, but it hadn't yet been delivered. So since they didn't have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for giving Eretz Yisrael because it wasn't yet delivered, so they didn't have to thank him for the Bris and the Torah and the Chukim. That's one package deal together with the offering of the thanks for giving Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rashi explains.
So why we only mention Eretz Yisrael and the Bris and the Torah and Mamela as well as in Eretz Yisrael in the regular Birchas Hamazon? If everything is all totally in Eretz Yisrael and all they call in Eretz Yisrael, so you just have to mention Eretz Yisrael and don't know why.
We spell it out. Eretz Yisrael was given on the occasion of the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu, and it was given on the condition that we'll keep the Chukim and the Torah. Yeah. So we spell it all out. In the Alamichya, we don't mention it at all. And that this, many Rishonim assume the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Many Rishonim seem to assume that on the level of the Raisa, you might say Birchas Hamazon and the Raisa if you say Alamichya. If there's a suffix, if something is hamoitzi or mezainis, of where the mechaber writes, you always go to kula. So you say bar min mezainis, and you say ala michya, and you don't have to wash until the sedaim. So how come you go to kula? If birchas hamazon is there, right? So the answer is because if you say ala michya instead of birchas hamazon, you'll also be yotze b'dieved. I, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the kasha, but you don't mention bris in Torah and chukim. So mistam, the answer is the Gemara says you're not yotze if you didn't mention bris, Torah, and chukim. You're not yotze. Perhaps it means you're not yotze mid the rabbanon. So that was the shaila with the Tosfos there on Daf Chof Amud Beis. Tosfos is trying to figure out why should the chiyuv of women and birchas hamazon only be mid the rabbanon. The Tosfos says because minatari you're obligated to thank the rabbanon shalom for bris chushah chasam to bibsareinu And the women were not given the bris milah. The women were not given the Torah to learn. They were given the Torah just to enable them to observe the mitzvahs that they mechuyev to observe. But they were never given the mitzvah to learn Torah as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So maybe since the women are not mechuyev to say thank you for the Torah and for the bris, so maybe not mechuyev to recite all birchas hamos. So Tosfos seems to be assuming that the mentioning of the bris and the mentioning of the Torah is really deraisa, it's really me'akev min ha-Torah, just that for women they're not mechuyev. And others say no, if you learn like Rashi, that the reason why the women should not be chayiv to bench min ha-Torah is because lanot l'chelik ba'oretz, so then you're able to assume that the bris in the Torah and the chukim, the mentioning is only with the Rabbanon. Truly, the Gemara says you're not yotzei, it means you're not yotzei with the Rabbanon. But to say so far that you're not yotzei min ha-Torah, that's a chiddush. The way Tosfos learns on the Av Chof and Beis, it's an extreme chiddush that all of this is their raisa.
Why did Moshe Rabbeinu wait till the month? Shouldn't it be better for Moshe to be attacking the bracha with mitzvahs matzah already earlier than the Yeridus?
Yeah, it's a good taina. I don't know. Why wasn't he misak in Birchas Hamos in Eretz Mitzrayim? I don't know.
If you need at the very least the three concepts of Hazan and Aretz from the drasha of Echad Zavada, so why would you assume that the drasha of Zimun from the same pasuk is only Hazan?
Because we're Mekel. Because the Gemara said we're Mekel to be Mitzarif one cotton. So we said that's not really a hechrech. Maybe the need for 10 gedol, maybe that need is only with the Rabbanon. Maybe the institution of Mezumen is Menatar. But the Rishonim get the impression that from the fact that you have certain kulis, that it sounds like it's only the Rabbanon. It's an assumption that they make. It's not explicit. Yeah. So the Gemara establishes you have to mention all these themes in the Birchas Hamazon. Zimun and the Birchas Hamazon for the food and Birchas Ha'aretz HaToyva and Yerushalayim and HaToyva HaMeitiv Shanas and Lachzo HaToyva HaMeitiv. This Tana is assuming that HaToyva HaMeitiv is also derais. It sounds like he's learning off in the Pesuk. En li ala liach v'lefona b'inai. Sounds like HaBirchas HaMoitzi Brochas Shalofona Birchas HaNenen is also derais. Amrit Kavachimer, Kishu Kavachimer is a din deraisik. Shu Savea Mavarech, Shu Roy Lo Kolshkein. If when he just finished eating, he's obligated to offer a Bichas Hamazam in Atairah, so it makes even more sense to say that when he's about to eat and is so much more appreciative that he's about to eat than he is after he finished eating already, Shu Roy Lo Kolshkein, shouldn't it make more sense then that he's obligated in Atairah to recite a Bracha Shalafana? The simple reading in the Gemara that they're making a din derais out of it. That's like on the first daf in Ketzad Mevarchim. The Gemara made it into a din deraisa. And Tosfos said, but once you get to the maskana, we assume everything is only an asmachta with the Rabbah. See, the Gemara is still working with these asmachtas, that as if it's really a din deraisa, the bracha shalofanel. The next Tana, the Vilna Goyen thinks that the correct reading should be Rabbi Akiva Omer. We have Rabbi Omer. Okay, no, whoever is disagreeing, the second Tana is disagreeing. The first Tana says, "Ain't it tzarech? Ain't it tzarech?" What does he say? I don't need a pasuk to teach me Birchas HaZimun. I know Birchas HaZimun from a different pasuk. God Hashem Itayin Rav Mashmayachtav Nafke. Sure. And what about Hateva Meitiv? And Hateva Meitiv, he disagrees with the Tanakhama also. Unlike the Tanakhama learns that from the Psukim. Sounds like it's a din deraisa. Hateva Meitiv is a continuation of the benching. So this next Tana, whoever he is, according to our editions, according to Agmar says that it's Rebbe, and the Vilna Gaon thinks that it should say Rebbe Akiva. The second Tana disagrees with the Tanakhama, he says no. Bichas Hazimun is learned from God Lashemiti. And Al Ha'oretz. Al ha'aretz abichas ha'aretz ha'teva zebayim mishlam chenu ha'im ha'teva zalalana ha'teva made to be yavnet tiknua. That's not their eyes. That's not their eyes. Ein le'liachur lefanim b'nein. How do you know that you have to say bracha shalafaneho? So whereas before the Gemara made a kalachemer, so the second Tana says no, he has a different drasha. Lefanim b'nein tam loyma asher nosan loch. From the time that he gave you the food, that's before you start to eat the food. Rabbi Yitzchak Emer, third Tana, also sounds like he's telling us that Birchas Hanenin is deraisa, or has a very strong asmachta, but he's giving his own mocker, a third mocker. Why? So the simple translation of Verach HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a blessing into Lach Mocha Ve'esmei Mecha. So this Tana says, Atikri Uverach Elo Uvarech. Uverach is Lach Mocha means the Baruch Shalom will give a bracha. The Gemara is interpreting an additional level of interpretation. You yourself should say bracha. The simple pshat in the pesukim is averach hakadosh baruch hu eslach mocha ve'esmei mecha. Atik reverach elu uvarech. You yourself should say the bracha. The balabas himself should say the bracha to the rebbeinu shel olam. Ve'em asai kor lechem kodesh echledi. Before he eats it, then it's called averach eslach mocha ve'esmei mecha. He should say the Birchas Hanenin when it's still in the state of lechem. Emesai kori lechem kodesh mechlen. Rav Nosson says, I have a different pasuk that indicates that you have to say Birchas Hanenin before you eat food. Arei Oimer, when Shaul lost the Asonos and he saw a group of girls and he asked them, he wanted to know where Shmuel HaNavi, and the Navi will tell me where my lost Asonos are. So they started a whole conversation with him. Kivachem Hoir came Tim Tsunosa. When you come into the city, you'll bump into Shmuel Anovi, Beterem Yalahaba Masalecho, before he climbs up on the bomba to eat the karbonis. Kiloyachalham, no one will eat the karbonis at Bo'o till Shmuel Anovi shows up. Why? Kihu Yivarach HaZevach, Achariken Yochlu HaKruim. So they gave such a long answer. He just asked him, where can I find Shmuel Anovi? So they gave a long aricha. So the Gemara has three different opinions. Why did it take him so long to give such an answer? So the first suggestion is, saying women like to talk unnecessarily. So they gave a long drasha unnecessarily. Shmuel says, what kind of unnecessarily? He was a very handsome guy, and he's very good looking. They all wanted to look at him. Maybe he'd be interested in marrying one of them. Kedei listakol biofen shel Shmuel, shel Shaul. He was tall, dark, and good looking. So that's why they carried on the whole conversation. Rabbi Yechanan gives the third answer. That's the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches. They say on the side. The Gemara says that's what the Chazon Ish has his whole Sefer Emunah B'Tochen is based on, that Maimer in the Gemara. He says that's the Iker belief in our religion, that we believe. B'shimcha yikra'ucha, b'mkomcha yoshivucha, b'shalach yipnulach, men ha-shamayim, they keep records for each and every individual. There's hashgacha pratis, and everybody gets what he deserves as far as a marriage, as far as COVID, as far as parnosa. Everybody gets what he deserves. V'ein orem negeb emucham ha-chaver afilu kim lemlina, kim loy nima, v'ein malchus nachalus b'chaveto, afilu kim loy nima. No one has the ability to take away someone else's job, and no one can take away someone else's covet, and no one has the ability to take away someone else's wife. It can't be that the menashamayim, that this girl was really intended for me, and the other guy chaptois the shidduch. It never happens. So he says, "Ein malchus nagas mechavet afilu kim leinim." Menashamayim, there were guys there. How long Shmuel Anovi should be the manik of Klal Yisrael, and he had another 5 minutes to go. So the girls had a balabetcha, the girls had to carry on a long conversation to waste the 5 minutes, because the minute Shaul would meet up with Shmuel HaNavi and he would appoint him as the king, so he would take over the Hanhaga. And the Zman of Shmuel HaNavi hadn't yet terminated. It was less than 5 minutes, that's what Rashi says. It was less than 5 minutes. Rashi says that the girls were chattering postponed the appointment of Shaul HaMelech as the king, as the manik, for another 2-3 minutes, because the time had not yet come for the malchus, for the srora of Shmuel HaNavi to be terminated. So the last Tana says, we have this pasuk in Navi that speaks, he's going to say shahakol before he eats the food. The problem is that Rashi writes over here is not on shahakol. Rashi writes that the bracha is on Asher kedushanu mibsos v'tzimonu al achilos hazevach. It was the bichas hamitzvah in conjunction with eating the korbanos, not the bichas hanen. Except the Gemara sounds like. The Gemara sounds like they're learning out from that pasuk Birchas Hanenin, and Rashi gives a totally different interpretation that it goes on the Birchas HaMitzvah. Apparently Rashi knew that Birchas Hanenin didn't exist in the days of the Tanakh, so what are they interpreting pshat in the pasuk? So that's only a remez that it's going on Birchas HaZevach. The real pshat Rashi is giving, the real pshat is that it goes on Birchas HaMitzvah. No, the Birchas HaMitzvah did exist in the days of the Tanakh. Birchas HaMitzvah were not composed later in, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So that's what we mentioned from the Koheles Yankiv, by the author of the Mishkanes Yankiv, that he suggests maybe Birchas HaMitzvah in connection with mitzvahs that have to do with Kedusha, maybe those brachas existed even before. So he quotes this pasuk, Ki Baruch Es HaZevach, and the way Rashi says, it goes on the Birchas HaMitzvah Al Achilos HaZevach. Rashi quotes from the Tosefta, Al Achilos, that's the last Mishnah in Pesachim. Birch al hazevach loy poteres haPesach, birch al haPesach poteres hazevach loy poteres hazevach. So Rashi says it refers to the brachas that they recited in connection with eating of the korbanos. Is that brachas on eating korbanos? Here Rashi seems to assume that that was an old practice even before the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And then the Koheles Yankiv quoted Mopsukim. He spoke about it on Daf Mem already. He had a few sources to indicate like that a birchas hamitzvah in conjunction with a mitzvah, with a davar shel kedusha, was an old practice, even koydem matan Torah.
Rabbi, when Nevi HaMelech was masakin to make meir brachas for kol yom, so how did they have enough brachas? They didn't have enough sechatvila or any of the brachas and then the brachas of mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
They must have had something. What did they use?
Some of the Rishonim say that on Shabbos, because the Shemana Esrei is so short, so we're missing Mea Bracha. So that's why Nusach Ashkenaz only has Ein Kelekeinu Ein Kazeneinu, is recited on Shabbos, not on the weekdays. Nusach Svart has it all week long. So it's a Shevach, it's a Piyut, but Nusach Ashkenaz only has it on Shabbos. So they quote that from Rashi, I think, that the Ein Kelekeinu Ein Kazeneinu is to be Mashlim, the Mea Bracha. You know, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech, you don't say Shema Malchus. Means you should mention 100 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Enke Elokeinu is one, Enke Adonainu is the second one, Enke Malkeinu, Enke Moshiyenu, Micha Elokeinu, Micha Adonainu. Each one, each phrase is another Sheva. So apparently they're coming to answer your question. So they're assuming that the Mea Brachas that the Rabban HaMelech instituted didn't really require the Nusach of a Bracha with the Shema Malchus and so on. A Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says that David HaMelech, there was some kind of a plague, and David HaMelech instituted Mea Brachas. That's why it's problematic. Some Rishonim assume that Mea Brachas is a Din Deraisa. How can it be a Din Deraisa? The Gemara learns it after Mepasik, Moshe Malkecha Shol Mimach. So some of the Rishonim say, so what's the Drosha? Some Rishonim say, Moshe Malkecha means Mea Hashem Malkecha Shol Mimach. Other Rishonim say, no, in that Pasik there are 100 letters. Moshe Malkecha Shol Mimach, 100 letters. So that's a drasha gemura deraisa. It's very difficult. How can it be that it's a real din deraisa? You got to say mea bracha. That's what some rishonim say. But the Medrash says, like you said, that it was instituted by David HaMelech after a plague. So he made a takana to recite mea brachas b'chol yom. Then the gemara goes into another dissertation. Only Ali Birchas Hamos and Birchas HaTorah mean 9. How do you know you have to recite Birchas HaTorah? So the Gemara on Chaf Aleph and Aleph has another sugya. How do you know that you recite Birchas HaTorah lefanel? Shenemek Yishem Hashem Ekro Avogodim Malakeinu Hamokah for Birchas HaTorah. Then the Gemara says, how do you know you have to recite Birchas HaTorah leachreho? When you complete the Ali, say Shenosan Lanu. So the Gemara even has a mocha for that on Chof Aleph Amun Aleph. So here the Gemara, this brisa continues to derive Birchas HaTorah also. Then the other Birchas Hamos and Birchas HaTorah Minayin Omer Rabbi Shmuel Kal V'Chaymer. If Hanacha Yishor, if you have an obligation to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you food, no food that you get is only in order to extend your life a little bit. How long can you live already on the little bit of food that you have? Another couple of hours. Mevarech. Nonetheless, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu by offering a bracha. Achayu adam abolai kol shekein for limud haTorah. Should be a kal v'chaymer. So kal v'chaymer we usually assume is from the midrash haTorah nedreshes. So the Gemara just established Bichas HaTorah Min HaTorah based on a Kal V'Chaim. Then the next Tana says Ein HaTzarech. Gemara quotes Bchir Banachmeni Talmid Asher Bishmar Bamishem Bishmar. Ein HaTzarech, you don't need a Kal V'Chaim. Harei Oimer Al Horetz HaTorah V'Asher Nosan Loch. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the food. Asher Nosan Loch L'Hal Raim Evet L'Chos Luchas Eben HaTorah V'Mitzvah. Rabban Shalom says I gave you the Torah and the Mitzvahs. And there it says, you have to thank me for giving, for the fact that I give you, Al Haaretz HaToyva, Shanos, I'm giving you the delicious food from Eretz Yisrael. So it's like Gzeirah Shavah. Here you see that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we have to thank him. We have to express HaKadosh HaToyva. So there it says that he gave us the Torah and the Mitzvah. So we also, based on the Gzeirah Shavah, it would appear that we have to thank him for giving us Torah and Mitzvahs. So now the Gemara just said, not only did we derive Birchas HaToyva, we just derive Birchas HaMitzvahs also. That Birchas HaMitzvahs are also deraisa. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, Al Horetz HaToyva Shenos Aloch. That's in the context of Birchas HaMazon. You have to offer a thanks for what he gives you if it's a value. So here it says that he gave us Lucha Seven VaTorah HaMitzvah. You have to say Birchas HaMitzvah also Min HaTorah. That's what it sounds like, unless everything is all asmachtes. That's a Mishnah Lein on the last parak. Yeah, you say a bracha. The Gemara says you don't say the same text of the bracha. It's a different nusach bracha, but you should recite the bracha al arah with the attitude that everything called Abba, called my David Rachmana l'tava. That just like if something is l'tava, so the perception is that it's l'tava. So even if something where the perception is l'arah, we should have the amuna that it's really l'tava. So where is that? Where do we see that that's the case? Rameh learns it out from a pasuk. Where is the pasuk that he's quoting? Hashem is midas achesed and alakecha is midas adin. Shedayencha b'chol din. Shedoncha beim midas tov beim midas haparanas. Where exactly is that pasuk? So the Rashash thinks that the pasuk is the pasuk from Birchas HaMazon. We keep on working on that pasuk. Al horetz atoiv ashenos anloch. But it doesn't say Hashem alakecha. So the answer is done, but it says Hashem alakecha earlier. Echalta v'svota v'rachta as Hashem alakecha al ha'oretz ha'toyv ha'shen osan loch. Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara quoted as the Pasuk. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk Hashem. See, on the side, it doesn't give any maramokim in the Torah Or. Usually whenever the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, so the Torah is kind enough to tell us where the Pasuk is. The Torah Or wasn't sure where the Pasuk is either. So the Rashash writes, he's not sure which Pasuk we're talking about either. So the Rashash thinks that it's the Pasuk from Birchas HaMazon. It doesn't say Ashenasan Locho Hashem Alakecho. It says Vechalto Vesvato Verachto As Hashem Alakecho Al Horetz HaToivo Ashenasan Loch. So it says Ashenasan Loch and it says Hashem Alakecho, and Alakecho is Midas Adin and Hashem Yud Kevavke is Midas Achesed. So we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to thank Elokim for giving us things B'Midas Achesed and for giving us things B'Midas Adin. That's how the Rashash learns. There's a sefer on Chumash Avnei Shoham by Rabbi Chalap's uncle, Rabbi Moshe Leib Shachor. He was a businessman, like the Rashash was also a businessman. Rabbi Gifty used to say he likes the two svarim from the two businessmen, from the two balabatim, the Rashash and Avnei Shoham. He likes these two balabatim. So the Avnei Shoham quotes this Rashash, he's not happy, and he says, no, it's a different pasuk. He says, the pasuk says, Asher Nosan Lecha Hashem Elokecha in Parshas Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim. It says, "Samachta b'chalatav shenas anoch Hashem alakechu ulam isecha atav haleli lehager." That's the concluding pasuk in Parsha Mikra Bikurim. So the Gemara is quoting verbatim. So how do you see from that pasuk? So the pasuk pshat is because it says Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Yud Kevavke is Minas Achesed and Elokecha is Minas Adin. So he says no, he thinks that it's more than that. He thinks that later in the Teichecha, in the same parsha, in Kisavoi. How does the pasuk say? B'matzara v'matzok אכלת פריבית נחה בשר בנסך ובנסך, אשר נוסן לך השם מבקך במוצר ומוצר כשיוציק לך אויביך. So the exact same phrase appears, אשר נוסן לך השם מבקך, it's in פסוק נון גימול, in chapter חב חס. The first one is in chapter חבוב, פסוק יוד אלף. So the exact same phrase appears, אשר נוסן לך השם מבקך. Here in the concluding פסוק in Parshas Mikra Bikurim, it's in the context of לטויבו. And there it's the context of Lero. So it's not so much that the Gemara is darshaning from Hashem Elokecha, Hashem is Midas HaChesed, and Elokecha is Midas HaDin, a Dayan, Shedoncha b'Midas HaDin. No, the exact same phrase appears both in the context of Toivo and the context of Peronos. So that's why it would appear from the Mashmoz that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even on the Peronos. Kishem Shebrochem Ala Toivo, Kach Mevorchem Ala Ro. That's the Abnei Shoam's suggestion. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rami, ain't it tzarech? What do you mean, ain't it tzarech? I don't need a pasuk that you gave us before for Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara had a different mocker. He says, I can learn enough in this pasuk by Birchas HaTorah. Al ha'oretz ha'toyva shenosan loch. Toyva zu Torah. V'cheino mikela kachtov nesat alechem. Ha'oretz ha'toyva zu Yerushalayim. So from the mashmos of this pasuk, he sees that you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only over giving us the food, but also of the giving us the Torah. Okay. Maybe we'll continue tomorrow.